WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson is the subject of a new documentary by director James Toback. It tells the story of Tyson's tumultuous life through his own words. Called simply Tyson, it opens today in New York and Los Angeles. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
James Toback's enthralling documentary, Tyson, is all Mike Tyson all the time. It's an 88-minute stream of consciousness monologue that makes you sympathize, wince, cringe, makes you wonder how a man who seemed for all the world an unrepentant thug, an ear-biter, a date rapist, could turn out to be so gentle and reflective, not a monster, but a damaged everyman. How did Toback get him to open up? I've interviewed the director a couple of times. He's chummy, expansive, frequently obscene, infamous in earlier times for his gambling and aggressive pursuit of women. Toback prizes people who take wild risks and live on the edge, even, or maybe especially, if they end up disgraced. So Tyson always beckoned to him. In 1999, Toback put the champ in his polarizing drama Black and White, where Tyson played himself in an improvised cocktail party scene. Toback directed Robert Downey Jr. in the role of a gay producer to sidle up to Tyson and make a pass at him, and Tyson wasn't in on the joke and freaked out and knocked Downey down. Good times. 10 years later, Tyson found in Toback not just a film biographer, but also a kind of therapist he could open up to. At the heart of the film is a contradiction. Tyson, who grew up in a fractured home in a violent neighborhood, says he spent his life trusting no one and confiding nothing. Yet here he is, in close-up, pouring out what he thinks and feels in a high, gentle, lisping voice. He describes himself as a shy, weakling adolescent, scared of bullies, who spent his free time raising pigeons. The day a neighborhood tough guy picked up one of his birds and slowly wrung its neck was the day Tyson won his first fight. After that, he regarded everyone as a potential pigeon murderer. Toback mixes new footage of Tyson with bits of old interviews, but it all flows seamlessly. And Tyson can talk. His narration of his matches is driving and incantatory.
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
That's huge right hand. That should be it. And down goes.
I always try to aim through the back of my opponent's head, fantasize my punch going through them and ending out the back of the head. It sounds like a brutal sport, but it's just a technique. It's just an art. And when people hear you talk in this particular fashion, you think of you as some brutal monster, but it's all about the skill, the speed, the accuracy. And that's basically what I made my style after.
How dare them challenge me with their somewhat primitive skills? They're just as good as dead.
People don't have the slightest idea how hard it is to break somebody's jaw, to break somebody's eye socket. And they think it's just with power, but it's the accuracy of the power. When every punch is thrown with bad intentions, with the speed of a devil.
Actually, he was crying in there, making woman gestures like,
My job was to hurt people. I love fighting, not because I like hurting people, because I like the after effect of fighting. And that meant I got the job right. Once the job is done correctly, that's my satisfaction of it all.
The footage behind Tyson's narration is frightening. I've never seen such hard punches thrown so fast. What's just as scary is what he tells interviewers at the end of that fight, that his opponent cried like a little girl. So it's no small thing that he cries on camera in this movie. He says he was an animal back then, and when he couldn't be, he stopped boxing. Tyson is candid, though not detailed or specific, about his mistreatment of women, but he still maintains he was wrongly convicted of rape. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but I doubt he could even have known back then what a woman wanted or didn't want. He was so damaged, he had zero capacity for empathy and way too much power. When his old mentor, Cus D'Amato, died, Tyson had no one around him who could say no. The Tyson today, barely in his 40s, his money largely gone, has a different energy than the fighter we see in old footage. His face, even adorned with Maori warrior tattoos, is wide open to the camera. He says he's looking forward to seeing his kids go to school and to being a grandfather. At times, he looks unformed. Toback's revelatory movie, though, might be the start of an amazing second act.
David Edelstein is film critic for Vogue.